Bloomington's departing mayor says misinformed online vitriol is poisoning local politics and keeping people from running for office.
Pretty much always had pretty thick skin, but I've had, you know, you have to have rhino hide on steroids.
That's Terry Renner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, April 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a redrawing of Illinois' political map and what it could mean for Bloomington Normal. Governor J.B. Pritzker appears to be walking away from a campaign promise about how Illinois' new maps should be drawn following the new census. While running for governor, Pritzker pledged to veto maps made directly by lawmakers, political party officials, or their staffs. Pritzker also said an independent commission should handle the map-making process with or without a constitutional amendment mandating that. But yesterday, the governor recast his campaign vow.
I will veto an unfair map. I've also said that in order for us to have an independent commission, we needed to have a constitutional amendment. That did not happen.
Republican lawmakers are crying foul. They point to past statements from both Pritzker and other Democrats who previously endorsed proposals to limit lawmakers' involvement in redistricting. Similar measures introduced by Republicans have been held up in Springfield for months. State Senator Jason Barrickman of Bloomington is a Republican spokesperson for redistricting.
Here we are in the year that it matters, the state's redistricting, and we can't give one Democrat in this state to support the independent maps proposal that we put forward. I think there's a hypocrisy there.
New census data show that with a declining population, Illinois will lose one seat from its current congressional delegation. That leaves several downstate Republicans in vulnerable political positions, including Congressman Rodney Davis, who represents parts of Bloomington Normal. Yesterday, Davis said that Governor Pritzker had lied to people, plain and simple, about his position on redistricting reform. Davis is a potential candidate for governor himself in 2022. Democrats say they intend to meet a June 30th deadline to approve new maps. If not, that process is turned over to a bipartisan panel, giving the GOP a 50-50 chance for a tie-breaking vote. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate jumped back up a full point yesterday to 5.3%. Hospitalizations are at a record high, 59 people. McLean County's property tax bills will be mailed out on Friday. Tax base rose to just over $4 billion. A big part of that increase is the Lexington Shenoah Wind Farm coming onto the tax rolls. And the governor has signed a health care reform measure into law. It aims to end inequities in the Illinois health care system on the basis of race, income, and other socioeconomic factors. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's second and final term ends this week. Imboka Milamwe will be sworn in on Saturday. I spoke to Renner about his 8 years in office, what he got done, and what he didn't.
We certainly made lots of progress, I believe, on lots of fronts. There are some things I wish I'd have regrets not because there was an opportunity that was missed, but that we didn't make more progress, and that is for a stronger anchor in downtown. We've had lots of progress in downtown in many, many ways over the last 8 years, and a renewed energy, certainly, in downtown, and proper signage and parking issues, lots of things, and the Route 66 Visitor Center, the Convention Visitor Bureau coming downtown. But I would like to have had some sort of hotel conference center that would replace the front and center building, and that's something we just weren't able to make happen. The councils at the time did not want to take the risks that were necessary on the two waves of proposals that we had. And then we had one proposal that was just absolutely dead on arrival, couldn't even seriously consider. But I think that would have been really very helpful in being a game changer in our downtown, a major quick game changer. But I'm hoping that that still will happen. But certainly one of the things that we have made progress in that I think is going to be very difficult to go back on is blowing open the doors to City Hall. When I first ran, I used the metaphor of City Hall surrounded by windows. So not only do you not have to fight City Hall, but anyone can come in and look inside, no matter where they're from, no matter who they are in the city, and see what they're paying for. And so we've certainly had, for example, very quickly, we went from having an F from the Illinois Policy Institute out of Chicago that rates local governments in Illinois to an A+ and 100%. And we've gotten transparency, online transparency, and other kinds of awards. And we've had, of course, the Bloomington 101. I had regular mayoral open houses, and try to do as much as we can to have to citizens, to listen to citizens and understand that we, it is their government, and they should have a very important voice.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you expect not just the next mayor to face, but maybe the next couple of mayors to face?
I think the biggest challenges are the kind of challenges we have at the national level and state level, and they've reared their ugly head many times here locally. And from the very beginning, even before I was elected mayor, and there's people using social media, sometimes disguising themselves, pretending to be journalists, who are poisoning the political environment. And that's not just on the right, there's some on the left. We've just seen much more of it locally on the right, with just really vicious, nasty stuff.
You know, this past election, we had a lot of incumbents who chose not to run again. In Bloomington, Johnny Painter, Kim Bray, obviously you, everyone on the Unit 5 school board, and I think none of the incumbents ran again. There were obviously some exceptions, the town of Normal Council folks, they did run again. Can you speak to the challenge of getting good, qualified people to run for local office, and what are some of the barriers there we need to find a way to get past?
Certainly the extent to which people are not just criticized, you got to have thick skin, but absolutely consistently savaged in, frankly, sometimes just idiotic, beyond irresponsible ways. And I do know that one of the candidates I was hoping, and I'll keep his identity, you know, confidential, but one of the candidates I was hoping would run for mayor, who did not, said that essentially there's no way I want to deal with stuff like that. And, you know, I can laugh. I kind of laughed about it at that point. I was used to being savaged, but not everybody is, and not everybody can adapt. You could potentially put your family and others and loved ones through some things that are just way beyond uncomfortable.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, whose second and final term comes to an end this week. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 and District 87 school boards both meet tonight at 6:30. New board members will be sworn in following the April 6th election. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.